Session number 19988, reel 1.
Tape number... After being in Hubbarath for 4.5 years, the guards left 2 regiments and a brigade HQ. This meant I had to close 1 barracks and about 100 married quarters. Then after that, the British Army was cutting down numbers in Germany, and the station of Hilden had to be closed. This again felt to be my duty. There's 1 barracks and about 150 married quarters. After this, I was moved to Iserlohn, and from there, I had to close down the Wuppertal barracks with the married quarters. And in June 1969, I returned to the UK to work from Sandhurst, being a barrack accountant for all married quarters in the Staff College at Cambly, which most of them changed over every year. I stayed there for 3 years. And purchased a house in Farnborough, only a few miles away from Aldershot, where I started, first of all, in the army. As a barrack accountant with previous experience of units urgently required in Aldershot, I was chosen especially for the HQ South East District, Aldershot Garrison HQ, 160 Bravot Company RMP, and several small units. Duties were to see that the units were kept up to date with their accommodations and to account for all their accommodation stores, to keep a record by units of these stores by rooms to be checked twice a year, also to be progress the maintenance of all buildings. In Aldershot, I stayed for 8 years on this duty and retired at the age of 65 in 1980 after serving the Army as a serviceman and as a civilian for 51 years. There was one incident I would like to mention while serving in Germany in 1951 and had started on barrack services. I was told by my OC to report to the OC of 531 German Transport Company. This was not a German company belonging to the Army. They came under the RASC. They were all Germans with a British major as OC and supplied extra transport for the British Army. The OC said that for the first time, this unit was to be used in a large British Army manoeuvres starting the next day. His unit had 4 platoons and a HQ, each platoon having 23-ton lorries. And for this manoeuvres, it was decided that each platoon would have an officer in charge who had been detailed, but one had an accident and no other officer could be found at short notice, so I had been elected to take his place. I was to be treated as an officer by everyone, which included being saluted by the Germans. I would have a 1500 weight vehicle fitted with a bed, and the driver would be my batman. And the other officers and myself were armed with Sten guns. No ammunition. These manoeuvres lasted about a month, and we had to bring supplies to forward troops, each platoon being self-supporting with its own domestic vehicle, and we had our own cooks. On one occasion, on returning journey, I saw six enemy walking slowly along the road. They didn't take any notice of us because they just saw it was German transport company. As I drew level with them, I covered them with my string gun. They said, "Oh, you're only one armed and you don't cut any ice." So I said, "One word for me," and 40 Germans will surround you and disarm you, so you better give up. This they did do in the end. And much to the OC, when I reported back and said we had some prisoners, he thought that was not to be expected of us, to take prisoners. But he and everyone was very pleased. Later they were handed over to British troops. All concerned enjoyed this month. The Germans were very disciplined, and the German superintendent was a second in command and was an ex-German general, and everyone jumped when he gave an order. Finally, I'd like to say something of the 1st Battalion DCLI band, who I left in Bodmin to go to France with the 2nd Battalion band. At the end of the war, they went with troops to take the surrender of the Germans in the Channel Islands and played from the docks wearing steel helmets and armed with pistols. They also helped to search and disarm German officers. With the rundown of the army, the 2nd DCLI were disbanded and the 1st DCLI amalgamated with the Somerset Light Infantry, becoming the Somerset and Cornwall Light Infantry. Later, all county light infantry regiments were formed into three battalions of light infantry, the Somerset and Cornwall Light Infantry becoming the 1st Battalion, the Light Infantry Regiment.